The following is transcribed.
Well, here are the Joneses, Irene and Alan, and today again, they're actually talking to you from one of the airfields which flies supplies over the airlift directly to Berlin. There are dozens of planes, but first, a word from your announcer. We'll join Irene and Alan Jones in just a moment. But first, did you know that although there's been an increase in the supply of certain foods, many millions of people in Europe are still living on an inadequate diet? You may think, because much relief work, such as the Marshall Plan, is being carried on, additional help is no longer needed. But this is not so. Despite the aid by various government and international agencies, immediate day-to-day help is still urgently needed by countless human beings overseas. It must continue to come from private agencies and individuals. And the most efficient way to send it is through CARE. CARE is a nonprofit organization made up of 26 of America's foremost welfare agencies concerned with foreign aid. CARE guarantees delivery of any one of its different types of packages to addressees designated by you, to people living in Europe and in Japan. These packages contain the food and other supplies most needed. Through CARE, you can send more for less. Just mail your check or money order to CARE, New York, and specify the type of package you want to send. Give your name and address and the name and address of the recipient. Now, let's hear about and from the Joneses. Here on the airstrip at Phosphorus, Germany, Alan and Irene are watching plane after plane hit the runway, roll to a stop, and await huge trucks to come alongside to begin a never-ending process of loading supplies for the troubled city of Berlin. Within minutes, these ships are loaded and ready to take off. But let's join Alan and Irene, who right now are on the airstrip a few yards away from the planes.
Here we are at the loading ramp. Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones, I'd like to have you meet Major Brinson, the group operations officer.
Hello, Major Brinson. How do you do, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, glad to have you with us here at Fosbury.
Well, we just left the tower, and the boys up there explained a great deal to us about your operations, and we thought we'd like to know a little bit more about it down here, where you do the actual loading. Could you explain it to us?
Fine. You're here on the loading ramp on the north side of the field at Fosbury, where we do our entire loading, carrying the coal to Berlin. As you see in front of you here, we have the coal trucks with the Germans on them, going out to load the various aircraft. They're lined up here in front of you. And in a few minutes, they'll be on their way to Tegel Aerodrome in the French sector of Berlin.
Who handles the loading of the coal here?
The loading here is done exclusively under the control of the British Army, who employ German labor to do most of the actual loading on the aircraft. And a very good job they do, I might say. Mm-hmm. The teamwork here between the British Army and the RAF, in conjunction with the United States Air Force, has been tremendous.
That's what we've heard.
How many trips do the pilots make?
Either two or three a day. The pilots are on an eight-hour shift here at Fosbury, and it's scheduled by flights that rotate every 8 hours.
Well, here's a great big load going out here. Look at the size of that.
Yeah.
How many trucks does it take to load one C-54?
One truck, sometimes two, depending upon the type of coal we carry. We carry both domestic coal and ordinary coal, depending upon what it's destined for in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
The coal is sacked, and the Germans load each plane on an average time of about 15-16 minutes.
How many men do a truck run?
Roughly 20 men the British employ in each truck to load the aircraft. They really have done a tremendous job here, especially during the winter months when the coal here was at times, especially in the early hours of the morning, was
pretty cold, huh?
Yeah, it's all right.
You have about 2,000 German employees.
2,000 to 3,000 Germans, the British Army employees here.
You keep them right here, you house them here on the
Our house just off the base in a camp run by the British Army in conjunction with the German Civil Labor Organization. When we get enthusiastic about this airlift on a good day, they're right along with us.
Yes, sir.
Well, there are about 10 planes lined up here now, all being loaded, aren't they?
As you notice, our various aircraft have different colors painted on the nose. We have four squadrons here that have a good deal of competition with each other.
The black, mm-hmm.
The black,
and the yellow.
The yellow, the red, and the blue.
I see.
They've done a tremendous job. But I'd like for you to meet a crew here that's just come in from Berlin.
Oh,
yes, we'd like to very much.
Yeah. They could perhaps keep you a little more on the trip than we could.
Right.
Here you have Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones, this is Captain McCullough.
Captain McCullough, how do you do?
Captain
McCullough.
How do you do?
Sergeant McLaughlin.
How do you do?
Sergeant McLaughlin.
Perhaps they could give you a few things.
Fine. Captain, where are you from?
I'm originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wow. We played from Tulsa last Christmas.
Yeah.
And how long have you been over here?
About 5 months.
Been flying three trips a day, is that all right?
Well, not quite three. We average at least two.
Uh-huh. And pretty good weather so far?
Well, we've had some good weather and some bad weather.
We've seen some cold weather,
yes,
too.
Yes, you must have. Well, when you have real bad flying weather, you get talked in then by the radar.
That's right,
ground,
UCA.
Ground operation. Captain Sanner.
Yes, sir.
Are you a co-pilot or you're...
Yes, sir, I'm a co-pilot.
Co-pilot with Captain Cullen?
Yes, sir, that's
Where
right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas?
Yes.
Well,
we were there, too.
we were there
New Year's Day and won the big Cotton Bowl.
New Year's Eve.
That was
on.
Great,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, it sure was. And Sergeant McLaughlin, where are you from?
Hicksville, Long Island.
Hicksville, Long Island.
You
huh?
didn't play there.
Sorry to say.
No, we haven't played there. What's that near in Long Island?
Oh, it's right near Mitchell Field.
Mitchell Field, oh, yes. Well, I used to live in Fort Washington, but that was the other side.
That's the other side.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your job on the airport?
I'm an engineer.
Engineer? Uh-huh. You handle all those big four engines on the C-54s, huh?
That's right.
Well, that's quite a job. Keep them going.
What are you doing now? Are you going to go out again soon? Or?
Going out in about 2 minutes as soon as this is
over. Oh, you are? What's your flight number?
354.
354.
354.
Well, I talked one. I gave one clearance not so long ago. 344.
No, 334. 334.
Yeah. 334. That's right.
Must remember the fella you talked to.
Well, I get those numbers mixed up.
Very few. When he took off, he talks back to us and says, "Look, no hands."
Well, when do you get back? So you get back in about 3 hours, is that it?
Yes, sir, that's right.
You return about 3 hours?
Yes, sir, about 3 hours. That's including loading and unloading.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very exciting for us to see all this activity. And
it certainly
been,
is.
Been reading about it, you know, for the whole year you've been carrying on over here. And wondered how it was all done.
We were at Burtonwood and saw all the operations there. Went through the different stages of shampooing and servicing the ships. They're getting them ready to bring back here. So it's interesting to see this end of it now. Well, thanks very much. Thanks for giving us your time.
Thank you.
Happy landing. Right.
Beehive around here. I've never seen so much activity.
There's six planes landed in 6 minutes.
A few minutes, and every 3 minutes one takes off. I can't get over it. It's all gone.
There goes that crew we just interviewed. They're going out to take off now.
Yeah, I know
plane.
They are.
Here's another crew just landed from Bray Land, Mr. Jones. I'd like to introduce him to him. Captain Surratt, 11th Squadron, and Lieutenant Lineman.
Hello, Captain. Hello, Lieutenant. How are you? You just got back from
here? Yeah, we just got back.
Oh, I see. When did you leave here?
About 3 hours ago.
3 hours.
Right.
You got the pretty red hat you've got on. What's that?
That's 11th Squadron.
Oh, is it?
You don't mean you haven't heard about it.
Well, not too much about it. I'd like to hear about it from you.
Oh, it's the best squadron on the field, naturally. So we get to wear these red hats.
Yeah.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
You made a record of some kind?
Well, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of competition, huh?
Well,
tell
not
me,
much.
What, Lieutenant, what is that on your hat? Is something below your...
Well, that's just a little good luck charm they hand out to you over at Berlin. Usually the German unloading crew, if they take a liking to you, they hand you one and... A lot of boys have picked up diaries from over there and just little souvenirs.
Wow.
It's like a charm bracelet up there.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a pin.
Just for good luck.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Well, more or less to show their appreciation and what we're doing for them.
Have you had any interesting experiences out of the ordinary routine flying over at all?
Oh, I've just flown more weather here than I've ever flown in my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're brought in by radar, I suppose.
Right.
Where are you from, by the way?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta,
a good Georgia man. Georgia.
You got family there?
Yeah. Well, they're on their way over here now.
Oh, they are. Your wife? Your children?
Wife, two children.
Two children?
Right.
Oh, they're going to live right here with them.
Well, not right here.
Well, around here.
Around here.
Nearby.
Well, that's fine. How about you?
Well, my home wasn't Ohio. It's now in Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You got family there?
Yes, sir. I got a wife and two kids.
Are they coming over?
No. I'm going back.
You're going
to
back.
My home.
That's better. Oh, fine. Well, thank you very much. It's been interesting talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Darling, I don't think the people back home appreciated how this airlift has been working. It's a wonderful thing to see. I don't think anybody could know how much goes into it without seeing it. I'm sure that I didn't really appreciate it until now.
No, I wish they could see it. People back home would see how this works.
Major, it's a revelation to us. It really is.
Mm.
We haven't found out where you're from, by the way.
Well, I'm from Georgia, Waynesboro.
Waynesboro, Georgia.
You got a family back in Georgia?
No, my wife is over here now.
Oh, you're lucky. Jones.
Yes, been over here several months.
Oh, that's fine.
You have more immediate family there, probably, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, this has been a great revelation to many of us. It's been a tremendous job, although often we are sometimes too close to it to see the overall effects of it.
Mm.
It's been a concerted effort by both our forces, and at this field, the British forces are working along with us. And it's been one tremendous job. Our pilots get out and fly it, and we're very proud of them.
Yes.
Every other man has contributed his equal share to the
effort.
That's
like the conductor of an orchestra. He gets the applause.
How does
a great deal.
Right behind him.
Yeah.
Major, what was that record flight that day? How many planes went over?
Well, the best day we've had was what we call the East Parade. We did that on Good Friday, and we, from this base, flew 314 flights to Berlin.
314. I think you flew one of those, didn't you?
I'll have to admit I was slipped in over.
I was told you flew the last one over. That's
just
wonderful.
About.
Exciting day, wasn't it?
It certainly was. We were very proud of that day here. We achieved something of a record, we feel like.
Could we speak to one of the German workers here? Do you have one who speaks in English here?
Mr. Jones has one of the German workers who happens here on the base. He's a loader on one of the coal trucks that supplies our serious force with coal. Perhaps he can give you an insight from a German viewpoint on the LF.
Yes, I'd like to hear that. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Gerd Lindeland.
Well, very glad to meet you.
Well,
I'm Mrs. Jones.
To
this is my husband, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. What is your opinion of the airlift? Well, how do you think it affects your people?
Well, I think the Americans and the British have done a very big job and still doing a big job here, because when the Russians put the blockade on Berlin, our people were starving and out of food, out of coal, and you fed them, and you gave them coal, you gave them nearly everything they wanted. And,
pretty wonderful thing, I think.
It is. Well,
you can imagine you really appreciate it, but you're all helping too. You're all working together.
Yes.
That's the important part.
Well, the important thing, as you just said, is the Germans and the Americans and the English work together. And well, we had some difficulties when we started, but now
all ironed out.
But now it's all going very fine.
Fine.
Well, I hope we can all work together in other things like this works.
Yes. So do I. I hope so.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I think we better get away from here now and go to the med if we're going to make it to the show you're going to put on for boys tonight.
All right,
Captain.
I'll tell you what, Major Jones.
Well, thank you, Major Brunson. Thank you very much.
Certainly glad to have both of you by and come back to see us.
All right, it's been a pleasure.
Goodbye, Major Brunson.
Goodbye.
You have been seeing the actual workings of the Berlin airlift at Fossberg, Germany. Tomorrow, Evan and Irene, but I'll tell you about that in a moment. Here's a question for you. Are you interested in your government's war against rackets, against the law-breaking elements present in our civilization today? Of course you are. And Counterspy, the dramatic, exciting program that comes to you now twice each week, deals with these matters in thrilling form, bringing you realistic, true-to-life dramatization. Remember, Counterspy comes your way twice each week, every Tuesday and Thursday night. Be sure to listen to tonight's thrilling Counterspy drama. And another question. How do you know what are the important issues of the day? Well, one way to keep up to date is to listen regularly to America's Town Meeting on Tuesday nights. This is ABC's outstanding radio forum, the program that brings you noted authorities who discuss the pros and cons of important topics. You hear both sides of every question. Then you yourself are free to form your own viewpoint. If in the past you have not taken time to form opinions on pressing problems, take time now as you hear the experts debate important topics. Keep alert. Keep up to date. Listen to America's Town Meeting of the Air over most of these same ABC stations tonight. Now, let's hear what's in store for the Joneses tomorrow. Today, the Joneses were on the airstrip at Fossberg, Germany. Tomorrow, the Joneses fly over the airlift to greet you from the once proud capital city of Berlin. And they'll be expecting you, of course. Irene and Alan Jones is recorded in Germany under the supervision of Don Milo.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.